Well, about a year ago, some guys were sleeping on us on the streets, and NYPD just discarded of all their properties for no reason. And we're looking for our rights. We have rights.
And these guys just got some justice, didn't they?
Yes, yes, they did. That's why we're out here today, to represent.
And are you still seeing this type of abuse of
belongings? Yes, it goes on. It goes on every day. It goes on every day.
What's happened to you?
To me, the same thing in school.
Tell the cops, police abuse has got to stop.
Eddie Paradise, a homeless New Yorker, stands on the steps of City Hall today, speaking out against police who illegally seize and discard personal properties of homeless New Yorkers. Nikita Price is civil rights organizer with Picture the Homeless. He wants to let the mayor and the city know that homeless people have the same rights as every other New Yorker.
Over a year ago, the NYPD came upon some homeless people that were sleeping and woke them up early in the morning and told them to get up and get their personal property and move on. As these folks woke up out of a stupor and tried to get their belongings, the police told them, no, leave your stuff there. There was the Department of Sanitation along with them in hazmat suits, and they proceeded to throw these people's personal properties into a sanitation truck. We filed a notice of claims through the New York Civil Liberties Union, indicating that we knew that this had happened, and the New York Civil Liberties Union foiled the video footage to give proof that this is actually what happened, and this is one of the instances that we have said is going on throughout the city over and over and over and continues today.
It's illegal for them to do this, according to Brooklyn Councilmember Brad Lander. He turns to the members of the Picture the Homeless Coalition on the steps of City Hall, and he reminds them of the Community Safety Act, a bill which was passed in 2013.
The bill that strengthened New York City's ban on bias-based profiling. And one thing it did that's pretty unique that I know New York City has that almost no place else in the country has is it's not just race and gender and sexual orientation and religion, but you cannot discriminate based on housing status. So the status of being homeless or the status of living in public housing, those are not acceptable grounds, not acceptable basis for the initiation of law enforcement action or activity by NYPD officers. They have to have, as they would with anyone else, reasonable suspicion of a particular crime, and they cannot have the you can't initiate law enforcement action because someone is black or because someone is transgender. You cannot initiate action because someone is homeless or because someone lives in public housing or because of their housing status. That's a law we worked hard to pass together, that we're proud to pass, and that we have to continue to work together to make sure is enforced.
Today, the NYCLU and Picture the Homeless announced a settlement on behalf of three homeless New Yorkers who were kicked awake and whose belongings were thrown in the trash in the early hours of October 2015. Floyd Parks was one of the homeless New Yorkers whose belongings were tossed.
Floyd.
How you doing? My name is Floyd Parks. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm a 62-year-old man. I've been homeless on the streets for a while. You know what I'm saying? I've been, how you say, constantly abused by the cops, you know, for years. But, you know, this situation here has let us people know that we're out here. You know what I'm saying? We need to be treated with respect. We need to be treated like any other person likes to be treated. You know, not have our property destroyed and damaged and just have us, you know, just totally ignored of our rights as people who have property. And, you know, what they did was atrocious. What they did, you know what I'm saying? Thank God for this, for y'all and somebody listening to help this be known. Let people know that's what's been happening to us. You know what I'm saying? You know, it did, my God, it's just, you know, it bothers me to let somebody know that this has happened. You know, thank God for cameras, you know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. It wasn't for the cameras that showed the abuse that they have done to us. So what they have done, you know, right there on camera, You know, it wasn't for that, you know, to show the actionability of them throwing our stuff in the garbage and how we was told we can't touch our stuff, you know. And, you know, the way they targeted the homeless at that time was, it was bad. You know what I'm saying? We was hustled around like cattle. You know, we can't stay over here. We come over here. No, you can't stay over there. You got to go farther over there. And it is constantly moving us like you know, like we're animals. Like we have no rights. Like we cannot stand and talk to nobody. We got to constantly be told to move. Told the harassment, told, you know what I'm saying? And thank God that, you know, that people are listening, people are understanding how much wrong has been done to us. You know, the injustice is definitely, you know, has been done to us. You know, thank God that Picture the Homeless and other organizations give us the opportunity to let ourselves be heard, you know, by the public and by y'all who cares about what's happening.
Parks describes the personal belongings he lost.
Oh, a lot of my, how you say, ID, Social Security card, birth certificate, you know what I'm saying? A lot of personal belongings, you know what I'm saying? A lot of property that, you know, that was mine. It belonged to me, and they just took it and threw it in a dumpster and had it squished, you know? And I had to, you know, send away for, you know, give all everything, because you walk around ID in New York City, you go to jail. And I had to get all my ID just to come out the door. You know, stuff like that was totally my call for. It was, shouldn't have been treated that way. It's about time that people are listening and, you know, give us the opportunity to be heard.
According to the NYCLU, Floyd Parks received $500 from the city for his loss. Nikita Price says it's not about the money. For Picture the Homeless, the settlement is an acknowledgement that an injustice was done to a certain population.
You can no longer deny this because there is video footage, and that video footage has actually been out there for a while, that when you actually violated the Community Safety Act by going and targeting these folks, they were just trying to get some rest. And one of the things that a lot of street homeless folk have to go through is deprivation practices by law enforcement, not only here, but we know this is a proven fact throughout the country. Homeless people are being moved. And then to add insult to that, you destroy their property. I know that Floyd had lost some medications. Some folks out there had lost memorabilia of family members. This stuff could never be replaced. So the monetary settlement is one thing, but that's not why we're here. We're here to let it be known that these are human beings. Everyone up here is human beings, whether they're homeless or not. They don't deserve to be treated like that. They don't deserve to have their property destroyed. Had that been you or anyone else, we'd be dealing with something different.
As Price speaks, there's a large blue banner at the top of the steps of City Hall. It says, "Organizing for Dignity. Don't talk about us, talk with us." Rachel McCullough stands with Picture the Homeless. Many are carrying signs which say, "Pass the Right to Know Act." She wants New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio to make good on his promise to get the bill passed. McCullough is with Jews for Racial and Economic Justice.
We are honored to join Picture the Homeless as part of Communities United for Police Reform here today. And Happy New Year! 2017 will be the year that we pass the Right to Know Act. Am I right?
Yes.
What's going to happen in 2017?
Pass the Right to Know Act.
Pass the Right to Know Act. The Right to Know Act is the unfinished business of the Community Safety Act. It's the police reform and police accountability that this mayor promised when he ran for office, and it's legislation that New York needs. There can be no trust without accountability. The Right to Know Act is two bills, Intro 182, the ID bill requiring officers to identify themselves, and Intro 541, consent to search, making the officer achieve active informed consent before searching New Yorkers. These bills are absolutely necessary. There can be no trust without accountability. And these bills are going to improve communication and increase transparency between the NYPD and the public. So 2017 will be the year that we pass the Right to Know Act. We call on the City Council to do the right thing and bring about real police reform and real police accountability. Pass the Right to Know Act?
Yes!
The Right to Know Act.
Pass the Right to Know Act.